That's what I mean. I know it's a defective radio, and I'm glad that you guys don't have the problem. If you were in front of that radio, it is so obvious and annoying. It's like when someone's got a hum on their all-star node, like you just, that's all you can hear. It's just like that on that 500, and like I said, I sent it in, they said they fixed it, I got it back, and it still did the same thing, if not worse. That's when I was like, okay, this radio's obviously got issues, give me a new one, and all's good. And then they're like, no, I'll send it in again. So it's like, you know what, I don't even want to deal with you anymore, I'm selling the radio as soon as I get it back. If it's fixed, obviously. If it's not, I'm just going to, I don't know what, I'll office space the damn thing.
I just sell it for somebody that doesn't care about that noise, I guess, you know. Deep discount, because it makes a whiny noise. Just disclose it and, you know, see what people will offer you for it, if they will, you know. I mean, somebody was willing to buy it off you for $200, so I don't think you want to sell it that low, though.
Office space it? Freaking hilarious. WIDM.